One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. I'm Slihor. It is Monday, April 17th. At time of recording, we are about 8 hours away from Liverpool facing Leeds United in the Premier League. So yeah, if you're listening to this on Tuesday or after that game and you're wondering, why isn't he talking about that? Well, I've already told you, it literally hasn't happened yet. If you are listening to this from the future, hopefully Liverpool won. I'm sure they did. In fact, no, I'm not. And if he didn't, well, yeah, that isn't a huge surprise, is it? Anyway, but anyway, don't worry about it for now. Cross that bridge as and when we get to it. Let's have a little chat about what's happening off the field at Liverpool Football Club, because there are more transfer news / rumours swirling around. Going to talk about Alexis McAllister and Ryan Gravenberch in a moment. But first of all, let's start off with Roberto Firmino. According to reports from Italy, this is Calcio Mercato, Roberto Firmino is a target for Jose Mourinho's Roma and could prove to be a shrewd replacement for Tammy Abraham, according to those reports in Italy. We already know Roberto Firmino is leaving Liverpool. That much is clear. Spoiler, we're doing a documentary about him soon as well on Red Men. So yeah, keep an eye out on that. Loads more information to come. We've got some big names lined up talking to you. But yeah, that's a secret, so don't tell anyone. Anyway, right, moving on, yeah. We know Bobby's leaving. Not official in terms of where he's going just yet. There were some rumours of a return to Brazil. There was rumours of a big bid from Saudi Arabia to go and join up with Cristiano Ronaldo. But the latest talk is that he could be a Roma target. And I actually think that would make sense for a lot of reasons. He's got a lot of footy left in him, Roberto Firmino. He's only in his early 30s. He could have 5, 6, 7 more years playing footy. You know, there's a chance he goes somewhere else. And if he wants to play long, he could end up at another club for longer than he was at Liverpool, which is crazy to say, given that he's been here for a long time. But, like, if he plays till he's 40, who knows? Like, who knows? Anyway, whatever. Moving on. But, yeah, Roma, apparently, there's talk that Tammy Abraham could be leaving Roma. There's been muted conversations or links back to move to England, even Chelsea taking him back again. And as such, Roma might need a replacement. And it looks like Bobby Firmino could be the man to go and do that. I'm sure he'd do well in Italy. I'm sure he'd go and score loads of goals. Like I think he would. I was almost contradicting myself there, but I reckon he'd be all right. I think he'd go and do well. Now, in terms of what competition Roma are going to be playing in next season, as it stands, they're third in Serie A. They are very much in the mix to secure a Champions League place next season, which they'd be absolutely delighted with, of course. They're currently in the Europa League, of course. I think they're trailing 1-0 to Feyenoord. They play that second leg later this week back at home. So I'm sure they've got their eyes on getting themselves through. But yeah, in terms of what they're going to be doing next season, it's all to play for in Italy. Inter Milan are only, 5 points behind them in fifth place. Atalanta are kind of chasing them down a little bit as well. But obviously Juventus is the points deduction that Juventus got has kind of took them out of the mix. So Roma are definitely, you know, they want the teams boosted by it. They could be playing Champions League footy next season. Now, whether that means Tammy Abraham might stay, I don't know. But in terms of looking ahead to where Roberto Firmino is next season, it's not going to be Liverpool, we know that. But it definitely, definitely, definitely could be Italy. And yeah, Jose Mourinho wants him at Roma. And why wouldn't he want him? Bobby Firmino is an absolute superstar. He might not be able to play each and every week in England, but I reckon he'd fancy the pace of Italian footy a little bit more. We've seen guys, you know, play late into their careers in Italy. You know, Zlatan Ibrahimovic now springs to mind, but players can, you know, Totti, etc., etc. No, this can all happen in Italy. The pace of the game might suit him more. So I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up in Italy. But yeah, we'll keep an eye on that one and we'll find out a little bit later down the way. Right, moving on. It's Ryan Gravenberch. He's the hot new name being linked with Liverpool Football Club, of course. for those who might have missed it over the weekend, according to Jonathan Northcroft in the Sunday Times, I love Jonathan, great journalist and great fella as well. We spoke to him a couple of times here at Redmen. He's a good guy. Well, he says that Liverpool have stepped up their interest in Bayern Munich midfielder Ryan Gravenberch. By the way, that news was later confirmed by David Ornstein of The Athletic. He said that his sources have confirmed that deal, that talk, so yeah, collaborating Jonathan's story. Not that Jonathan needs it. He's a fine journalist in himself, but David Ornstein's doubled down on it too. According to Jonathan's report, Liverpool representative was over in Amsterdam this week to hold talks with Ryan Gravenberch's father. He's also his agent. So Liverpool are flying out a representative or flown out a representative to go and have conversations with Gravenberch. Now, he's only just signed for Bayern Munich last summer. It turns out it hasn't really gone too well for him so far. He hasn't really found himself on the pitch. Now, what was interesting in Jonathan's article was that Liverpool apparently see him as someone who can play in a number of different roles. So he can play as a number six, he can play as an attacking midfield, he can play as an eight as well. So maybe that's something that Liverpool are keen to get him in for, because he can do a lot of different things. He's only 20, he doesn't turn 21 until May. So he's got a long career ahead of him. Now again, are Bayern willing to let him to leave? They signed him for £21 million, I think it was, earlier the season. It was in the summer, just gone really. So this is his first full year. After the move from Ajax, like I say, it hasn't really panned out for him. Physicality-wise, I can see that if Liverpool have got a profile of looking for big, strong, athletic players, well, he fits that mould, of course. You know, he's 6'3", but he can play as an eight. He can play as a six. He thinks that he's a number eight. I think Thomas Tuchel did an interview recently saying the same thing. He thinks that he could be a number eight. Now, what is was interesting, Thomas Tuchel, not so long ago, when he first took over down at Bayern Munich, obviously he took over when Nagelsmann got sacked, I think. He was speaking about what he see about Ryan Gravenberch and his future, that kind of stuff as well. But he bigged him up, basically. And there has been reports out of Germany that say that maybe they don't want to sell him. But there's conversations certainly happening. I saw a £25 million fee knocking about. If Bayern are just going to cut ties on him and they can make a little bit of dough back on a player they've hardly played for a season, it might make good business sense for them. But yeah, I think I can see why Liverpool are interested. Young player, they were interested in him apparently when he left Ajax as well. So we know Liverpool keep their interest in players long term. So it's interesting, but it looks like there's definitely some movement there. Liverpool aren't going to fly out a representative to go meet his agent unless they're getting some type of signal that something could happen. But there's a new manager in at Bayern now. There's a new regime there. They look like they're going to go through a little bit of a transition period themselves, given, you know, that they're usually storming the Bundesliga by now, and that isn't the case. They're probably still going to go and win it, by the way. And obviously the Champions League, they're 3-0 down to Manchester City. They'll do well to get through that. So maybe they are looking at a little bit of a rebuild themselves under Thomas Tuchel, and maybe Gravenberch is part of that. But as it stands, he's been a bit part player at best. And yeah, Liverpool, according to Jonathan Northcroft, are definitely keeping an interest in him. And I say they're going to go meet his dad, which is a big old hint that they are interested.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Right then, moving on, it is Alexis McAllister time. Let's talk about the Argentinian Brighton superstar. Yet according to transfer guru Fabrizio Romano, he says, I understand that Alexis McAllister and his camp are considering summer moves as 100% guaranteed. They think he's going to get that move. So whether they've spoken to Brighton or whatever, I don't know, but they're saying he's going to move this summer. And the expectation is for an early transfer too. Alexis is going to continue to give his best for Brighton until June, but they are expecting a move. And then he goes on to say, Liverpool and Man United will discuss with the player soon. That follows on from another report he put out a few days earlier, a few hours earlier, I was saying, Liverpool, Man United and indeed Chelsea have approached the Alexis McAllister's camp in order to discuss their projects with him. So yeah, we know Liverpool are in the market for a midfielder. They know that there's money to be spent, although they didn't want to spend it all on Jude Bellingham. The reason they didn't want to spend it all on Jude Bellingham because there's a lot that needs to be done. Maybe you're looking at maybe a McAllister, Gravenberch, Mount trio. That seems to be where the tea leaves suggest. But again, there's plenty to talk about there. Man United, if they want him, obviously they're definitely pretty much going to be able to offer him Champions League football, you would think. Liverpool very much outsiders to get that done as it stands. It'd be interesting again. Where he thinks he's more likely to play, is he more likely to get into Man United's midfield? Or at the moment, it's probably easier to get into Liverpool's midfield than it is Man United's midfield, given obviously Bruno Fernandes is in there. They still like Christian Eriksen, Casemiro as well. So they've got options on Manchester United. Liverpool are struggling in midfield, to be honest with you. If truth be told, there's nobody really you'd say he's nailed on. It should be Thiago, but the injuries prevent us from saying that. But all three positions in Liverpool's midfield are up for grabs. So that might tempt Alexis McAllister as well. Now, listen to me. Brighton, don't rule Brighton out of the top four challenge. Don't rule Brighton out of finishing above Liverpool this season. So we'll see. But obviously, in terms of stature of club, etc., maybe offers in terms of finances and wages, the likes of Liverpool and Man United would obviously be able to offer more. But yeah, Brighton are a great team. They're a really well-run club. It'll take a lot of money to get them out of there. The same, you know, there's been links to Moises Caicedo, and we've seen how hard that Brighton resisted Arsenal's interest in Caicedo back in January. They might let McAllister go, but they will not sell him on the cheap. They'll drive a hard bargain, they always do. But yeah, according to Fabrizio Romano, Liverpool are definitely one of the clubs interested in him, and they're going to meet with the player's side soon. And again, I like the fact that from this report especially, that, you know, that they consider that he is going to leave and that the expectation is to get a transfer done early. That would suit Liverpool down to the ground. Whatever Liverpool do this summer, Jürgen will be keen to get it done early. And there's a lot of reasons why they're not signing Jude Bellingham. Money is definitely one of them. But I think Jürgen kind of gave it away at his last press conference when he said, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket unless if you know the player doesn't want to join you. I think they got burnt a little bit by that in the past with Tchouaméni. They don't want to be that again. We think we're going to get someone and then he goes somewhere else. I think you want the commitment early doors. Now, whether McAllister will give you that is, listen, there's a lot of clubs after him, so that isn't guaranteed either. But the bad that he says, you know, the expectation is that this transfer will be done early and that he'll continue to give his best to Brighton until then. Maybe that is a sign that, you know, it is Liverpool, because Liverpool definitely want to head into pre-season in July with their transfer business done. I'd be shocked. Well, I'm not saying I'll be shocked if they don't, because who knows, Liverpool literally signed a player on deadline day last time with Arthur Melo, but I'd be shocked if Liverpool aren't pushing for that, given the work that needs to be done. They want to get to the end of this season in whatever shape, the best shape possible, and then already start looking ahead to next season. And McAllister and Gravenberch look like Liverpool are doing their work now to try and get that done relatively early, along, of course, with the Mason Mount stuff that we already know about. So it looks like those are the three priorities at the moment, but of course, there's loads of different names being linked and loads can change. And if any of it does, we'll discuss it here at Redmen. Now, this week, I've got Neil Jones in on Wednesday for JNO Insight. Those who are Redmen Plus subscribers will have heard Neil and his reaction to the Jude Bellingham story last week. I know that was one of our most popular shows we've done on Plus for a long time. A lot of people joined us and a lot of people liked listening to it. Yeah, we've got another one this Wednesday. So yeah, I promise you right now, I'm hosting that show. Unless something drastic happens between now and Wednesday, I will definitely ask Neil for updates on Gravenberch, and I'll definitely ask him for the latest on Alexis McAllister as well. So if you want to head on over to Redmen Plus, and if you want to sign up, if you do so as a monthly club captain, and because you're a bite-sized listener, if you sign up on that monthly club captain tier, use the code BITESIZE, BITESIZE, when you do sign up, you'll get it 50% off for 3 months. So rather than paying a fiver a month for 3 months, you'll pay £2.50 a month for 3 months. And listen, if you want to pay that first £2.50, get it for half price. And if you don't like it, you can cancel it there. There's no commitment. It'll have only cost you £2.50. So even if you just want to check out one or two shows and give it a little dabble, go and check it out. Use that BITESIZE code. Get yourselves involved over at redmenplus.com. And I'm sure you'll love it, yeah. So JNO Insight with Neil's coming this Wednesday. Another Bias Football pod, that'll be out on Tuesday. We've got Thursday Night Pint coming up later this week as well. Loads and loads of amazing content here on Redmen. Free podcasts on the YouTube channel and, of course, on Redmen Plus. Like I say, I'm recording this before the Liverpool game, so if you're looking, if you're listening to this before the match kicks off, if you head over to YouTube, Paul and Chris are on watch-along duty tonight. So if you want to mute your telly, have your second screen on, the lads will commentate the game for you, but they'll do it in a biased Liverpool way, and you guys can get involved in the chat as well. Get your thoughts, comments, and the lads will read plenty of them out throughout the show, I promise you. Right then, I've done enough talking there. That was this Monday's episode of Redmen Bite-Size. Be back with another one tomorrow, hopefully discussing a Liverpool win, but God knows how that's going to pan out. But until then, everyone, I'll speak to you all soon. See you in a bit.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.